Hello, everyone. It's Antonia again on another bright and shiny day here in Bay City, Michigan. And I'm coming to you in a very peculiar time. The very peculiar time is that I am up in, this is a new thing starting here. This is a new start. This is a new thing that's starting in my lifetime. It's just something that is just had come to me through the many years that I have been in higher education, and I need your help. I need help. Whoever can give me help, and what kind of help do you think that I'm asking for? And it is if you have children in mind, if you have a heart for children, then please come and join me here in the Child Mentoring Fortress. We're trying to do something new here. We're trying to create a platform for youth to come here and hash out their problems. Not so much hash out their problems, but to talk over their problems. We're trying to just do something new here. Maybe it's not new, but I'm trying to do something here that children can call in, youth can call in, or they can come into the chat room in a serious manner and just, get some advice, get some good, solid advice to live in this world. Because as we know, this world is very unjust. We know that. We know that this world brings injustice. And a lot of our youth don't need that, right? We don't need a youth that are subjected to injustice. It's hard enough to live in this 21st century time, let alone having to live in injustice. So I'm trying to bring something to light here in the Child Mentoring Fortress. It's my new profession. I don't know if a lot of people don't know that I was an insurance agent, and through my time in doing my insurance business, the Lord had showed me such a great need. There was such a great need for Him, really. People didn't need to see me to buy an insurance policy, even though they might have needed an insurance policy. But, a lot of times insurances can be costly and people can't afford them. But what we all need is God. God can be affordable, because what does the Bible say? The Bible does say to go to Him. Jesus calls us to Himself, says those who do not have money to go to Him, right? He says, come to me. Money isn't needed to go to Jesus Christ. And, sometimes good godly morals can be imparted in children these days. Sometimes, and if we go into the book of Proverbs, what do we see in the first chapter is wisdom about warning a son. It's really a son. It's a father speaking to a son. We can say it's a father speaking to a son that don't let wisdom depart from you. Don't let wisdom depart from you. So here in the International Child Mentoring Fortress, we are trying to impart wisdom into the youth, and through the wisdom, we can put together some goals, right? Everybody needs goals. Maybe a lot of us didn't grow up on goals, but nowadays you have to have a plan. You can't go out into the world and say, "I'm going to, hope to do this," but you don't have the tools or anything to help you get to where you want to go. And, and that's a lot of the problem in the world. People are just, before you could go into the world and just, live by winging it. That's how we get winging it, or by the seat of your pants. You could do that, but now, not in these days. Not in these days. You need something, you need more tools. You need something more tangible in your life, something that you can actually have knowledge, gain knowledge. Knowledge is a tool. To have some knowledge in you to what? To allow you to bring what you need in your life, right? Bring what you need. Knowledge. Knowledge will allow you to bring what you need into your life, because you will, through knowledge, through the wisdom, you will know what steps to do, what steps to take, where to go and what to do. How to act, how to be. It is in some kind of wisdom that we gain some foreknowledge. Like Jesus, God had that foreknowledge. We know we all need a foreknowledge, that if we are going to have something that we are desiring, then it's going to take some, you know, something in us. Something in us has to come out, something that's in us. So this is what I want to bring forth today. Is there's something that is in us. We have something very precious in our very being, in our very nature. In our very nature, we have all that we need. You see, God made us in a certain way. We are made to perform. You know, God gave us some tools that are already inside of us to perform something to gain a result. And what does that all mean? What does that all mean? Sometimes we really got to know who we are. Who we are and what our likes are, what our, you know, the last episode I did here, I was talking about how most of us really haven't been brought up on any kind of, dealing with the negative, dealing with the negative. How do you deal with negative? That's all that's out there is injustice. But there's something inside you that won't let you cower down. See, we have power within us. We have power within us. We have power within us to what? We have power within us to confront whatever is before us. We have the power. We have the strength. We have something in us that will allow us to confront whatever is confronting us. You know, that's why in the Bible it talks about not, you know, being a coward, you know, not having fear. You know, but and not having doubt. See, when we don't have fear and we don't have doubt, then we have something inside us of us that will come out. You know, it will come out and it will bring to us what we need. Now, what does all that mean? You know, what am I? It's like we got to know it. We have to know who we are. We have to know who we are and what we like. We have to know to stay away from the dislikes. How many of us walk in what we don't like? How many? If I took a poll right now, the numbers would be outstanding. They would just be mind-blowing. How many of us live a life that we do not like? This is what I'm talking about. And so we live lives that we don't like, and then we hand them on down to our children. Instead of teaching them, like the book of the Proverbs says, giving our children wisdom, to walk in something good, to walk in something according to who they are, we have been given specialized lives. We have been given specialized lives to live happy. God has given us happiness. We have free will, right? We have free will. We have free will to live a happy life. We have all that we need inside us. God put everything inside of us, in us, to create a happy life. A lot of young people do not know this, so then they get caught in traps, or they get caught in the wrong thinking. And so, I'm asking for even youth, if you're a young person and you understand where I'm going, that you don't know yourself, if you're somebody that doesn't know who you are, maybe you're still in high school, maybe you're out of school, but you can't make college, and you really don't know what to do with yourself, please come join me here in the Child Mentoring Fortress. And we can talk over some principles that you can apply to your life to find out who you are. You know those Myers and Briggs tests, I never really believed in them. I think that God has put everything you need to know inside you, and because he's done that you have the right to go and ask of it. You can ask God himself what he has planned, what he had planned for your life. I think that there needs to be more young people that are doing that. There needs to be more young people that go to the throne of God, that, you know, can gain the knowledge to go to the throne of God, to ask God, what have you, you know, wanted for my life? What have you made my life to be? Sometimes we need, you know, the one thing the school that I'm in has taught me is to ask questions. Ask questions. You know, are you a person that likes to ask questions? You need to ask questions, because if you don't ask questions, you can never grow towards what is going to make you happy in your life. You have to find out some knowledge. You have to get some knowledge. You have to gain some understanding to understand what is inside you that's going to make you happy. You know, if you like to work on cars, but you're in a fast food restaurant, why are you in that fast food restaurant? Why are you not out working on cars? You see, you have to get that knowledge from one place to the next place so you can walk in what makes you happy. Here in the Child Mentoring Fortress, this is what we're trying to accomplish. This is a gathering place. It's not really social media, but it's just a gathering place for anybody. It can be youth to young adults to come here and just talk over degrees of comprehension, you know, some degrees of understanding what it's going to take to get you to your goal, to get you to your life goal that's going to make you happy. And again, I'm looking for all kinds of people, not only youth or young people, young adults that are in a question of what they want to do with their life, but I'm looking for partnerships that people can come and join with me to help help bring some understanding here to these young people. This platform is just brand new, and so I'm trying to get into the groove here on Blog Talk Radio to gain some listeners, to bring them here, to to get some help. You know, we all need help. We all need a place to come and talk, right? Talk and hang out. And this is it. The Child Mentoring Fortress, the fortress in short, is a place to come hang out, to get some questions answered, that you can walk towards closer to what is going to make you happy in your life. There's a lot of people here, young people. There's a lot of people. I have another broadcast here on Blog Talk Radio. It's the International Fortress. And I have met a lot of young people on that broadcast that, you know, they don't really want to hear what I have to say because they don't really believe that God's going to help them. And over here in the Child Mentoring Fortress, even though I'm not per se totally, I'm not really talking about a religious thing, religious principles or religious aspects, you know, or the Bible, but you still have to put some faith into it. Over here in the Child Mentoring Fortress, there still has to be some faith. Faith in what? You still have to have a belief of something in the world, because if you don't have no belief or no faith in nothing, then your life will not go anywhere. So please pass this along, the Child Mentoring Fortress. I'm just new here. I'm trying to get the hang of it because I don't really, this is a place I'm not promoting God. I'm not promoting Jesus Christ per se, but I'm promoting a faith that you do have to believe in something. I happen to believe in the principles of the Bible. And so you might, everybody believes in something different. But please come join me. Come join me and hang out here. I am Antonia, and I'm looking forward to meet a lot of people here in the Child Mentoring Fortress where we can just get together and just hash out different ideas of degrees on how we can maybe even encourage the youth. Even if you're not a youth and you're somebody closer to my age, that, you know, one thing I learned in the school is that how little I didn't grow up, I didn't grow up with what I was being taught in the school. I did not grow up in the likeness of what I'm being taught in the school. And so this is what the Child Mentoring Fortress is about. It's bringing some of those principles that I learned from the school to the youth here that want to hang out here with me in the Child Mentoring Fortress to give them some kind of wisdom. So please, I am Antonia, and I'm asking for all kinds of people to come here, and let's talk about some not so much godly principles, but wise principles to live by. Let's talk about wise principles to live by. So until next time, I am Antonia, and like I say in the International Fortress, reach for the miracles, because they are not fallacies. Please come and join me here in the Child Mentoring Fortress. Tomorrow, we'll be here tomorrow, Saturday. What is tomorrow's date? That's 5/13/17, May 13th, 2017. We will come here and see if I can gain some more listeners or somebody that can come have a talk on wisdom with me. So until tomorrow, I hope to see everybody. May you have a very great day today. May your day be very great indeed.